Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa is hoping that the agreement to deploy US Marines on Australian bases won't provoke what he describes as a vicious cycle of tensions and mistrust in the region. He says the best way to prevent that is to make sure that there's no misunderstanding about the purpose of the Marine deployment to Australia. Ashley Hall reports.
Barack Obama is scheduled to travel to Bali later today to meet with leaders from ASEAN and East Asian countries, and the plan to deploy US Marines in Australia seems set to fuel discussions. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa is hopeful the reaction will be positive.
What I would hate to see is that if such developments were to provoke a reaction and counter-reaction precisely to create that reverse or a vicious circle of tensions and mistrust or distrust. And that's why it's very important when a decision of this type is taken, there is transparency of what the scenario being envisaged is or are, and that there is no misunderstanding as a result.
He'll ask the 18-member East Asia Summit to agree to a set of principles for strategic conduct in the region to help prevent misunderstanding and hostility.
It's possible that a formulation of words of that sort would be agreed.
Andrew McIntyre is the director of the Asia-Pacific School of Economics and Government at the Australian National University.
The United States, China, Australia, Indonesia, and everyone else in the region recognises we've got a huge interest in making sure the situation does not escalate dramatically over the coming years. And so there will be interest in finding ways to progressively reassure each other about strategic intentions and strategic capabilities, but that's going to require a lot of careful diplomacy over the coming years.
What is this announcement of an increase in American Marines on Australian bases likely to do to our relationship with Indonesia?
It won't fundamentally change it. Indonesia, like everyone, is concerned by developments in China. Indonesia, under this president and with this foreign minister, had a serious commitment to promoting regional peace and stability, so they will be uneasy about conspicuous moves to build up military capability in the region. On the other hand, they'll understand exactly where this is coming from.
So Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa says he's concerned that this move could provoke a reaction and counter-reaction, a cycle of tensions and mistrust. What form could that take?
The most likely scenario is China, over the next several years, feeling challenged by the reaction of the United States and its allies and partners, and taking further measures to strengthen its own capabilities. But that's the inherent danger of situations of this sort, and the challenge for all of us is to make sure that doesn't escalate out of control.
Andrew McIntyre, the director of the Asia-Pacific School of Economics and Government at the Australian National University. He was speaking to AM's Ashley Hall.